This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
There's no excuse for using any kind of weapon to try to take the life of an innocent person.
Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise appeared on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday talking about his stance on gun control in the aftermath of the Las Vegas mass shooting.
The problem is not that there are too many guns, is that there are people that will go out and break the law. The vast majority of gun violence and gun killings in this country are committed by people who broke the law to get the gun.
The U.S. House Majority Whip, who was himself a shooting victim in June, opposes enacting stricter gun laws at this time.
You know, we've got a lot of laws on the books, and one of the things we've seen a problem with is that a lot of the gun laws aren't being enforced. Frankly, let's go out and enforce those laws. Don't try to put new laws in place that don't fix these problems. They only make it harder for law-abiding citizens to own a gun.
Asked about the professed bipartisan consensus toward banning the sale of bump stocks like the Vegas shooter used, Scalise said,
there are people that want to rush to judgment. They've got a bill written already and, panacea law.
He mistrusts the efficacy of such a bill and the motives of those who are pushing it.
They want to go out and limit the rights of gun owners.
As for those who suggest there should be monitoring of individuals who stockpile weapons within a short period of time, Scalise rejects the concept.
I think it's dangerous for the concept that the federal government would have some kind of list of who has guns and what they have. Because you've seen that, by the way, in totalitarian countries, have used those lists to take guns away from law-abiding citizens.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.